Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes up.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich, and Bert Breer is the king of MMQB. He is joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes up.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich, and Bert Breer is the king of MMQB. He is joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Breer, hello.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right.
Back from Tennessee, right?
I am back.
Yeah.
I'm back for a while now. So we got that going. All right. How is the NFL? Are people satisfied with how the NFL has handled all this? All that's been going on in the world. Are people satisfied with that?
I mean, I think there's been big progress, and I think the players view it as a start. I think a fair amount of skepticism over how each individual owner is going to handle it. But we talked about this last week, guys. I think right after the player video came out, I mean, the players basically wrote a statement for Roger Goodell and said, read this. And, you know, they basically told him, you've got to pick a side. And he picked a side. And it's the player's side. And so, you know, now I think what's interesting is, you know, after everything that's happened the last 4 years, I don't think that Roger Goodell can put in a new anthem policy. I don't think that he can fight the players on it at all. because that statement would then make a liar of him. So, you know, I think in doing what they did last week, you know, if there are demonstrations in the fall, no matter what the president does, I think Roger Goodell just basically compelled himself to stand by the players, which, you know, that would be a very, very significant step. Now, how each of the individual teams handle it obviously could be another story.
Okay, because Richard Sherman spoke out, and he said that, you know, he targeted one of the owners, saying that Jerry Jones's silence on this has been deafening. And,
yeah.
Like, and I got to think that, I mean, if you're a Cowboys player too, you're probably stepping back going, all right, we know his record on this, and we know what side that he kind of chose in the first, not kind of, we know what side he chose the first go-around with us a couple of years ago. What is it like right now being a Dallas Cowboy with all this happening?
You know, I think it's not unlike it was a few years ago. Like Jerry's, and I covered that team. You were down there, Rich. I mean, like, you know, he is, you know, his church is the U.S. Mint. All he cares about is the bottom line. And that was really kind of what guided him 3 and 4 years ago. It wasn't any sort of ethic or belief. I mean, it wasn't any of that. It was, you know, who his audience is and, you know, what he thought would, you know, be the best business decision 3 and 4 years ago. And so I think the climate's changed. You know, and that part of it to me, you know, is what's going to be interesting in some of these places. And I think we all know this is an intensely local issue, right? Like, it's different in how the Cowboys or the Texans or the Saints have to deal with this than it is how, you know, say the Eagles or the Giants or the Niners or even the Patriots have to deal with it, right? So, you know, we're talking about different, you know, a kind of a different dynamic in every single city. And, you know, I think 3 and 4 years ago, the reason why Jerry handled it the way he handled it was because he thought that was the best business decision. And, you know, I do think that over the last couple of weeks, some of the norms in our country have changed. And so it'll be interesting to see if that needle has moved far enough for some of the guys in the quote-unquote red states to change the way they handle this with their players.
Now, the one thing that's being thrown out there is that, you know, Colin Kaepernick is in NFL-ready shape, that he's been working out, and I know that there's been a movement to try to get him on a team.
Yep.
And we've talked about this before. No matter how, you know, I think we all believe he was hosed, but, you know, he hasn't played in 3 years, and I don't know many players who can be out that long and be able to come back. But what are you hearing? Because now there's, it almost seems like to be a concerted effort to try to get him on a team. And would he accept being on a team if he wasn't either a marquee backup or God forbid a starter. I don't know where they would fit, but you know, where do you see this? Do you see it happening, and where would it happen?
Did I tell you guys the Michael Sam story from a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
So like how they could manufacture, I mean, like it wouldn't totally shock me. I don't think, I mean, like, and I'm serious about this. Like, the league office would have much rather have had Colin Kaepernick on a team, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, because that would mean the issue was pretty much over for them, you know. I know that there were people at the NFL office that would have much rather have just had found a way to find him a home, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, and you know, really, it was sort of up to the individual team. You know, in some cases, that's more driven by the anthem thing than in other places, but obviously he hasn't found a home. And so, you know, I think there's certainly a way where if the league office wanted to, they might find a way to manufacture. They did it twice with Michael Sam in 2014 to try to avoid a PR problem. You know, and so I think the question sort of would become then, does Colin Kaepernick, does he feel like he's being used? And I sort of wonder about that part of it, where if he feels like they're just trying to, like, right an old wrong, does he go along with that? And I think that's an open question. And then, you know, there's the complication where if you're a team and you're bringing him in, you say, okay, you can come in and fight for a roster spot. Will you take less than $1 million? Does he do that? Is it harder for a team to do that? Because if he doesn't make your team in August, it could create a problem for you if you cut him. So, you know, this thing isn't a straight line issue. There are complications to it. But again, I mean, the league went down that road with Michael Sam 6 years ago, and they were able to find two homes for him, you know, in two different, you know, junctures in that year. they manufactured homes for him. And so it wouldn't totally shock me if some of the people at the league office who would rather have had Colin Kaepernick on a team 2 or 3 years ago maybe you sort of take the lead on this and say we have to find him a home because this is going to be a problem for us.
Chances he would be a Patriot if any team would take him. Just because there's been like these think pieces that have come out. You know, yeah. We saw the tweet from Joe Kennedy with that. Chad Finn wrote something in the Globe. I mean, is there if a team was to take him, what are the chances that it would be the Patriots?
Well, I think they would be like one of the teams best equipped to take him. And I hate to keep comparing Cap to Tebow, but you remember part of the reason nobody wanted to sign Tebow was because they didn't want the circus, right? In 2012 and 2000. And then he signs with the Patriots, and what happens? It's not a circus. I mean, like, anywhere else he went. I mean, you guys remember the coverage when he was a Jet, right? You remember even the coverage when he was an Eagle with Chip Kelly? He comes here, and it really wasn't a problem. And so I think the Patriots have proven that they can manage all of that. You know, they can manage anything extra that comes with a player because they've had all sorts of different types of players with all sorts of different backgrounds come in. I don't think from a football standpoint they want him right now is I think they want to give those reps to Jared Stidham and see what they have in Jared Stidham. Mm-hmm. But say you're 2 weeks in the camp and Stidham's not coming along like you like. I mean, I brought this up with Cam Newton too. I mean, I don't think it's impossible, you know, that the Patriots get to the second week of August and think to themselves, we got to add something here. Like, we got to get another body in here. We need to do something. And we need to do something to create a spark at that position. And maybe you look at it and you say, this is worth bringing in. This is a guy who's worth taking a flyer on. Now, then the question becomes, of course, can you take a flyer on him? Can you bring him in as, like, a one-week, like, look and see? That might be a little complicated.
Yeah. Can you imagine the, like, cynicism in all the articles if he comes to the Patriots from national media, like, you know, certain websites saying, racist Boston, and like everyone saying how he's going to just, you know, hypothesizing how badly he's going to be treated. That seems like that would be rather annoying.
Yeah.
If he comes
well,
here.
I mean, we've all talked about that till we're blue in the face, but I don't think like it's honestly, like, I do think, you know, again, like, I remember the Tebow thing. I mean, for Christ's sake, they managed the Aaron Hernandez thing while that was going on. And they made the AFC Championship that game that year while, like, you know, there was a murder trial going on in the background. So, they dealt with Tebow. They dealt with all different, you know, all different sorts of extra stuff that has come on with players. And so I think they would find a way to manage it. I just don't think from a football standpoint it makes sense for them right now. You get two or three weeks in the camp.
But Bert, I'll be honest. I think I'd rather have a 3-year out Colin Kaepernick
than Hoyer.
Brian
Hoyer. Hell yes. I might be better than him right now.
I know that realistically that's probably not the case. I mean, time away really
no,
does
no,
affect
it really
you.
Is the case.
But I mean, Hoyer's awful.
Wow, Wallace.
Tell me I'm wrong. I dare you to tell me I'm wrong.
So that's why when they're talking about bringing him in, I'm like, you know, great. It's not Brian Hoyer. So
yeah. I don't think Brian Hoyer is as bad as you guys are making him out to be.
Okay.
I think he's a fine treadwater quarterback. Like one of the reasons he's here. Like and I think you guys know this.
I know he's a great teacher. He's essentially a coach.
He knows the offense.
Hurt, man. You got to have somebody actually play football, and you know not just teach it.
Well, no. But if the goal right now is to get Jared Stidham ready to play a full season, right? Like having Brian Hoyer in that room is going to be fantastic for Jared Stidham. Having Colin Kaepernick in that room with him, is that going to help Jared Stidham?
That's fair.
Taking reps away from him in practice, right?
Yep.
He doesn't know the offense, so he's not teaching him anything. I mean, if your goal is, and remember, everybody's limited now. They've had no spring. The rules are going to make it so you've got less time in the summer than you ever have before. Like, you have to give Jared Stidham every single chance you can And if you want to see what, if you truly want to see what you have in Jared Stidham, then for at least the first few weeks of camp, you've got to give him everything to try to see what you have.
And you got, and you know what? They've done such a good job up to this point with the offseason, making him feel like you're our guy. Like you have, we have 1,000% confidence in you. We're not even going to think about drafting one. We're not, this whole Cam Newton talk, that we want none of that. And you're right. If you bring in someone who is going to be the story in the NFL, if you bring in Colin Kaepernick, everyone's like, when's he going to play? It's not, you know, it's not confidence in Jared Stidham. There's going to be so much outside noise about people who want Kaepernick to play instead of Jared Stidham. You're right. That would not be good for a new quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, like, essentially there's going to be, like live trucks from, you know, CNN and Fox News in the parking lot because of the guy sitting next to you in the meeting room.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's still not better than him.
I mean, he is. I think I'm in that camp.
Stidham? Well, we don't know him.
No, Hoyer.
Hoyer. But, I mean, look, the Patriots aren't the only team that's approached it this way either. I mean, look at, like, Denver and Drew Locke, and look at Jacksonville and Gardner Minshew. Look at Buffalo, where they have Josh Allen. And they had a relationship in that building with Cam Newton. Like, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean were in Carolina with Cam Newton. Lots of teams approach that position this way, where they look at it and they say, if we have a young player, we need the guy who is behind him to be a resource to him rather than a threat to him.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, it sounds like Colin Kaepernick will not be coming to the Patriots for not because of race relations, but because of the situation with Stidham. All right. Burt Breer, MMQB, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
I appreciate it. There you go. The phone again. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, double nappy roots. You know you're living right when you get double nappy roots.
It's in high rotation, Fred, this morning. So.
That's right. Oh, have mercy. You know that not a lot's going on in sports when they have a Barnwell's NFL mock expansion draft picking players for a 33rd team.
By the way, I think we should take line one real quick. This is something that needs to be addressed.
All right, line one, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey,
hey, what's up, Andrew?
So I love Bert as a guest. I think he has great sources and he's in a position of power. But why? Why? Every time he gets on, it sounds like he's getting on that water slide at Fight Island. Every time.
Yes. His phone is an issue. And that's something that we need to work on. By the way, here's some tweets that came in. Hey, Rich, you need to get Bert a deal with T-Mobile. His phone sucks. Can you do a GoFundMe to get Breer a real phone? I mean, this is like every time he comes on.
Guys, real quick, we spoke last night, actually, Bert and I, on the phone.
and he was on a remote location. He wasn't in his normal bad location today. And we talked about it, and I said, okay, you know, landline is always preferred, but no one has landlines anymore. And he said, no, I think it'll be all right. I'll even make sure I'm in an area where I'm not currently situated, so I'll be in a better spot.
Yeah. And listen, it's our, you know, it's on Fred and I to at some point, if it gets too bad.
No,
just
it's
go,
not.
All right. No. What I'm saying is to pull the plug and say, all right, we can't do this anymore. But well, what happened was,
I can understand what he's saying.
Yeah, Bert will be fine for like 85 to 90% of it, and then he'll go, and it's almost not, it's just under the amount that's enough to just cut it off. So you let it go. But we've had that before where people's phones have just been awful, and you've had to say, all right, well, we got to call them back. They've got to do something. But in a thing like Bert, right, it's always bad, but not quite bad enough to end it, but just enough to kind of be annoying. You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah.
So, well, maybe I can do that. Maybe I can call T-Mobile and get him something that'll not sound like
he lives in, like, the middle of nowhere. I mean, didn't he move, like, 45 years from the city?
Yeah, but where he is, there should be he should be able to get good service. Like,
where he is now, today, is in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right. I don't know exactly where he is today.
On location somewhere.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll have to check on that. But, I mean, now I'm getting pictures of people underwater saying, here's Bert on location.
Is he at Yosemite or something of that nature? I mean... Did you say the middle of nowhere?
I can't divulge that, Fred. He's on assignment sometimes is what they also refer to it as.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I mean, you can't let people know where Bert is residing or there will be a crush of women just floating to the place, just attacking it. Like,
by the way,
pie in the window.
That could be. Have you seen, and I don't mean to drastically change the subject, but I just thought, have you seen what the streets look like in the North End right now?
No.
Oh, with the tables. Yesterday they put the tables out. The governor finally said, hey, you know, all you businesses up and down Hanover Street, take out your tables. You're all good to go. It looks awesome. And they should keep this.
So the parking has been eliminated, Rich. The traffic is still available to go up and down the street, which allows for, obviously, emergency vehicles and things like that. But so that extra space out off of the curb is now set up with potted plants and, you know, decorative things along with seating, which
looks like. You ever been to Montreal, Fred, before, you know, kind of where the down over near where the water is?
Yeah, I went to Montreal in March. That was really smart.
That was not a good idea.
No. I decided that I remembered I was still had Atlanta in me, and I ran, the end of March. That Jeez, seems man. Like a good enough time
that's
to
like
go.
Flying, like, I mean, you're basically in a polar bear's anus at that point.
Well, Toronto
was
like 65, and I was like, all right. And then we went to Montreal, and I'm like, Jesus.
No.
Like,
I mean,
nothing is open.
So, like, I remember my wife was like, you know, you should get a bunch of your friends together and go see, go up to watch a Bruins game, you know, maybe like, you know, January, February up in Montreal. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Listen, I love the Bruins. I'm not going to go anywhere near Canada before May. May is like the earliest when you're dipping your toe in the water. Oh my God, I can't believe you went up there. That must have been a nightmare.
I saw a game at the Montreal Forum, or whatever the hell it's called.
Bell Center.
Bell Center. And I saw a game there. And we left probably about halfway through the second period and found the one bar that was open. It was, it was a treat. And then I also got to take the train. We went to Toronto, to Montreal, back to Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to see the great city of Ottawa through the window. It was an all-timer. It was a great trip.
Yeah, but Montreal during the summer is the best. I mean, it's really a fun city to go to, but they have, you know, the patios, and every single one is lined with all these different tables. There's a lot of European cities to do this, but the North End looks like that right now. You know, they've got the as you said, the planters that are blocking off, and it's basically only one strip or one row of tables, and most of them look like they're spread out of, you know, according to the regulations, at least like 6 feet apart. But there's one road, as you were saying, one lane rather, Dan, going right down the middle. So they've solved the problem of being able to get the fire trucks in and out, you know, for emergencies. But
there's also traffic, I think, Rich. I think there is actually regular, you know, vehicle traffic being allowed.
It was one way anyway, wasn't it?
Hanover Street. Is that what you specifically were talking about? Hanover Street.
Hanover's one way, isn't it?
They might be one ways when you get into. No, remember. Nick is shaking his head.
It's not okay. Well, he would know because his dad lives down there. But it looks. You look at it now.
Well, you look at it, and it should be one way, but it's probably two.
You're probably right.
Parking and deliveries and all that other stuff.
It's phenomenal. It's if they don't keep it this way for like every summer, then they're doing something wrong. I mean, it not only looks like, you know, not only does it look great, but these poor businesses are able to finally make a little bit of money. I saw an interview this morning with a guy who owns like one or two of the restaurants there, and he's like, this is a godsend being able to do this. So just think about it, even during the extending this, even when they're, you know, the pandemic is quote unquote over, that's an ability for them to make even more money and hopefully try to make up for some of the lost money that they were during this time. Let it extend. When the weather's nice, keep that out there. It makes, and I saw, what is it, Moody Street over in Waltham? They're doing the same thing, and they made Waltham look nice. Like, I mean, it's like, it's amazing. Like, putting like tables out in front of like restaurants, all of a sudden does something. We go, ooh, this is classy.
Moody Street needed that, yeah.
Yeah, of all places, Waltham looks like amazing. I'm like,
spent a lot of time there, yep.
It's funny, the North End, I saw Cam Neely making home-cooked meatballs.
The old jumbo home-cooked meatballs.
Jumbo home-cooked meatballs. He was outside. Hey, everybody, I got jumbo home-cooked meatballs in a healthy wrap.
I mean, to this day, that's still one of the greatest things that Cam's done.
Healthy wrap.
I mean, of course we know that. I mean, what else did you have? Did you get some popcorn?
Peanuts.
Yeah, I know you had a peanut, and what else?
Jumbo home-cooked meatball.
It was jumbo, just like Mom used to make.
Yeah, I could just see him outside. La-di-da, it's Cam Neely.
What am I going to wash this down with?
Fountain beverage.
A good fountain beverage.
That's a Hall of Famer saying that, too. I can't believe it.
But listen, you don't play. You got to pay.
I guess. You got something with a little more meat there?
Sausage sandwich.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for the sausage sandwich. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Jumbo home-cooked meatball. Like there's someone in the back just making the meatballs. Putting them
hot dogs.
Shredding the beef and putting together the meatball. And
listen, that wrap, I don't know what's in it, but it's healthy.
Healthy wrap.
Yeah, oh, I can tell you what's in it. Iceberg lettuce.
That's right, Fred. You were there that night, right? First night back.
Not many people. Well, I didn't get anything because it was lined up that people were missing the first period in the intermission because they were waiting in line for an effing hot dog. So I'm like, you paid to get into the game.
Peanuts.
Yes. Peanuts is what he's saying.
He is saying peanuts.
Popcorn. But,
all right. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Jumbo.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Detroit versus everybody. Spotters have outdoor dining for restaurants and cafes. It's like a godsend. Maybe, I hate to say what's going on here, so they woke up all put up a lot of eyes. Because the Europeans have been doing this for years. Why can't we? This is our little Italy. It's one of the best little Italy in the country. This would be a godsend. And I think the diners love it. We love it. I think it'd be good for the city and the state.
Detroit versus everybody. Right up the rotten apple by the poison tree. All these females.
the email to make noise and now things changing a lot. He f*** with my authority, then he shells, seashells, but not by the seashore if he gang banging or not. It's simple,
98.5 Sports, we are Toucher and Rich, and I take it that's the guy from the North End.
Yeah, Frank Polino. I forget which restaurant he owns, but he's one of the many down there in the North End who just couldn't be happier that, A, their businesses are finally back open, and B, that, you know, the city has given them permission to be able to put their tables outside. And, you know, even when you're able to open up dining on the inside, keep these things. Keep it permanent. It's awesome. I want to send you a picture of this street in Waltham. You're like, wow, that's Waltham. It looks actually kind of nice. But all these different places are finally getting approval for it. And, you know, it's almost like, why haven't we done this already? And there's got to be some more ways you can help out the restaurants through all this. And maybe there are that I just don't know about because how much these liquor licenses are, you know, maybe you give them a break on things like that. But it's good to have them finally for the first time, especially in the North End, like happy, you know, they're like, all right, thank goodness we're not back where we were. But maybe this is a way that they can continue to have extra income even when the pandemic is over, which would be nice. Because to be quite honest, the street looks a hell of a lot nicer. I've always liked the North End, but I love it. I'd love to hear what a real North Ender like Mark Gemelli thinks about all this. He's got to be happy as hell because his buddies, you know, they're he's friends with most of these guys, and they got to be feeling happy about it.
Do you want to call Mark Gemelli?
Oh, please. You have to.
I wouldn't mind later on calling Mr. Gemelli. We can ask him if for a moment he can turn off the old Fox News and come on the show with us. That would be nice.
Nick seems less than enthused by this, and I don't understand why. Well, I have a clear view of Nick. You know where I sit, and we were talking about it, and Nick like slowly shakes his head like, all right, I'll call him.
Maybe around 9 o'clock we give him a buzz. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, 9 o'clock we got Jaffe, so I mean, we can give him a buzz whenever you want.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay, then sometime in the 8 o'clock hour. You do it 8, I don't care, whenever you want.
Ah, Nick, it's wonderful. There's tables outside. Ah, I walk around. I take my walk. Ah, Nick. Oh, it's the anniversary of when you pooed yourself.
That was recently.
Was it?
How long is it? It was like last week, wasn't it, Nick? You just nod your head or whatever. It's been like
yes,
a year
within, we got a thumbs week. Up. It's within the last week.
I think he said, he posted the 1 year anniversary of his heart or whatever.
Yeah, that was the anniversary when you pooed yourself and you were covered in your own poo.
Ah,
Nick.
His dad had to go out and get a bell for him to ring so he could get him stuff.
Yeah. That's right. It was like an episode of The Nanny.
What?
You would ring a bell and I'd come running.
Oh, okay. All right. The Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher vehicle. Yes.
She's got a... Oh, she's lovely. Such a sassy New Yorker.
Yeah. Do you remember when we thought that Nick was going to die, so we made a death reel for him, and this is what it sounded like?
Today, we say goodbye to our good friend and co-worker, Nick Gemelli. And now we look back on all of the best moments of Intern Nick here on the Toucher and Rich Show.
I will remember you.
Hey, guys, it's me, Nick. Can I get anything for you?
Weep not for the memory.
We'll miss you, Nick.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m., it's the return of Adolfo Gonzalez.
There's a Wendy's here?
On Toucher and Rich.
Actually, you knew I was in the toilet.
So it was ready to go. We never had to play that because he didn't die.
He didn't do the when he went to the drive-thru for his big prank and ordered food and then sped away.
I do remember that. That's when we got the Nick laugh, right?
Yeah. And then he's like, take it easy, suckers. And like, you know the guy... Then you know the guy at the fast food place was, wow. I had to put the meat on the between two buns. You got me.
That's how much he lost it after he did that.
Well, listen, I mean, sometimes you're involved in such a prank that you know that it's going to change the world.
I was thinking about Nick the other day because, unfortunately, the Marshfield Fair has been canceled. Although, I guess they're replacing it with a drive-in. I think they're going to be doing that as well. But, I mean, come on, Nick. The Marshfield Fair, that's your old stomping grounds, correct?
Yep. That's a thumbs up from Nick.
That's a thumbs up. Okay.
Like very he's very reluctant to come in the studio and grab a microphone.
No, I'll translate as we move along here.
Every business is doing a drive-in now. This is the big thing.
I love it. It's great. It's something to do, and it's something to do with your kids. I'm A-okay with the drive-ins. And by the way, because once again, I follow people who work at 98.5 The Sports Hub, 15 different tweets from every single one of them on the construction of the drive-in screen at Kowloon yesterday, which I didn't realize this is how you do it, but you just stack three of those tractor-trailer cars on top of each other, and that's what the screen is held up on. It's at least what it looks like, how they've got that set up.
I don't know. You're going to have Murray. He's going to be in on Monday. He's probably like just sitting there, just rubbing his hands together, going, I can't wait to catch a flick at the loon.
All right. He'll be directing traffic in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, let's neck.
Chase, too.
After this, let's go to Inspiration Point. I got an inspiration. Kill animals.
Is Inspiration Point the flat piece of land where the Wailu used to be? Oh, a mile down the road from the Kowloon?
Right. I found my thrill at the Kowloon.
Yeah.
I found my thrill. I can't think of a wrestler. I found my thrill. When Tito Santana came into the loom, I said, hey, screw Ricky Steamboat. I vote for you even though you're a heel.
Oh, that's going to be great. You know what? I honestly think when they do their first drive-in movie, the traffic's going to be backed up like halfway to Revere.
Yes. The Kowloon, we make like jokes about it, but the Kowloon is like this thing that people like just love.
More popular than you can ever possibly imagine.
Yeah, it just so.
It really is.
Because have you eaten there, Fred?
No.
The one thing you can say about it is that
it's
but you've never like somehow had to go off Route 1 to get to like, you know, if you're going to Maine or something.
You ever been to the North Shore, Fred?
No.
All right.
Missing out. Are you honestly missing out? That's the Street of Dreams, man. There's so many miracles.
I've been to Saugus because we had to do a promotion.
Yes, I remember that well. Yes.
Yeah, and so I had to be there, and I sat in a car for an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah.
Okay. Great things about the Street of Dreams. Number one, they have a Fuddruckers. Hopefully it's still in business. I'm not sure. I heard a rumor that Fuddruckers was in. I don't care. Fuddruckers is there. That's great. Second of all, well, unfortunately, the Orange Dinosaur is gone, but I mean, that was the closest place for putt-putt in the city.
No, the dinosaur is there, just the putt-putt is gone.
Not by Wallach and I. There's a putt-putt place right on Route 9.
Yes, sir.
Wallach and I wanted to go.
Yep. That's the old like Colonial Times one,
yes,
right?
It's a Revolutionary War one.
It's
yes.
very historically accurate.
Exactly. There are muskets going off while you're doing your round revolution music.
I've never... it expresses the tyranny of the British government over the... early settlers.
You know, it's really weird because you have musket fire on some holes, and then you have like, you know, the revolution with the drums and the flutes, and then all of a sudden it'll be John Cougar Mellencamp, ROCK in the USA, like out of nowhere. It's very
I've not been there. I've just driven by. I hoped my kids weren't looking.
How have I been there like three or four times, and you live right there, and you've never golfed?
Because
there?
You like do these. My kids until now have been they're constantly having to do sports and stuff, and so like I don't have to kill a Saturday.
I've lost track of how many times I've been on that place.
Yeah, place is all right. Yeah. But I mean, you should take the trip to Saugus. I mean, they've got the Prince Pizza. You know, you can see the Leaning Tower of Pizza up there. And you know what? Chances you run into Lenny Clark while you're there, who's going to be the biggest? 100%.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you just want to get some yucks and some pizza, is there a better place than Prince Pizza?
If you're
pizza?
Anywhere within like 10 miles of that comedy club, Lenny is a layup. He's there.
Well, that's his home room.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
It is. It's where he works. Like some people, at Flab.
Yeah, some people, you know, go to the Cellar in New York, and some people, you know, go to the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, and then if you're in Boston, you go to Prince of Pizza.
Fred, you know, you could get your belly full, and then after you're done, maybe you want to, like, like, you know, have a little entertainment. You got the cabaret up on your left and DB's Golden Banana down a little bit further around that way.
Now, I have been to the Golden Banana because Crash and I were doing a bit for BCN. And we went there during the day.
Oh, I mean, I think it's still open. Once again, I'm saying this about a lot of the places there.
There's no way that a strip club's open. No, there's no way.
No, right now, maybe not. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about once everything gets going. But I mean,
well, I mean, once it, for the strip club's going to be the last thing that opens because that's, you know, there's no point going unless there's contact.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, right down the street, you've got not a strip club, Carl's Sausage Kitchen. Unfortunately, it's not a men's strip club, but that is now closed and it's been moved, right? Because I know that Dan O'Brien is the Carl's Sausage Kitchen.
Yes,
expert.
Carl's has moved.
Okay. But the building is still there, right? Like the sign
Yeah, you
is
can still drive by and the sign's still there, of course.
I'm surprised.
Signs don't really come down sometimes on Route 1 after things go out of business.
The cow's still up?
No, the cows are gone. They auctioned off the cows.
Okay,
over
but the hilltop sign is still there.
Yes. They repurposed it.
Okay.
I just don't know how you can stay in business when you're on the same street as the loon.
Yeah. Well, if on the opposite side, you got a fighting chance.
There's plenty to go around in Saugus, friend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty. But you're right. I mean, the loon is the king, you know? You got the Hoots across the street. They got a patio out now.
They open dining. I'm told outdoor dining at the Hoots. Hooters right now.
Yep,
yes.
They got that. I mean, Fred, you got to go back. And listen, if you really want to have yourself a fancy banquet, they've got that, what's the name of the big banquet hall up at the left where everyone has their wedding things?
Oh, not Spinelli's.
Spinelli's. So you got that.
Of course, Spinelli's pasta.
Just rent it out for all your friends. Just have yourself a Spinelli's Fiesta. Up there,
maybe anyways. For my kid's bar mitzvah, for my son's bar mitzvah, I'll have it at the Loon.
I heard Spinelli's has a chocolate fountain. By the way, the Loon. Here's the great thing about the Loon, is that I went and I ate there like about a year ago. Like, the food is just everything you want when you're hungry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it, and it just goes down easy.
It's comfort food is what it is. It's perfect.
It's the definition of it. Like, I want to eat a ton of food, and I want it now. That is the Kowloon. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's good. And you're like, all right, great. This is great. And then, you know, you're on a boat
it's
sometimes.
It's the best. It's the best. So. It's the best around. Just ask Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
There's definitely pictures of him all over the place. When you walk in, it is a shrine to wrestlers. Yes.
He gives it two scissors up because he cut his opponent's hair.
Okay, that's what he would do.
After he humiliated him in the ring.
And they have a Taco Bell, Fred. They got a Taco Bell drive-through.
Yeah, I'm not driving to Saugus to go to Taco Bell. I was very disappointed by Taco Bell when I was in Tennessee. Very disappointed.
Really?
Arby's was the only thing that came through. Oh, Arby's and Bojangles were the only things that came through that didn't disappoint. Bojangles. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's #1 sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Mm-hmm. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, remember the song Imagine?
When they had
stars singing Imagine?
Mm-hmm.
When they had actual stars singing Imagine? Well, there is a very heartfelt video out by I know who Stanley Tucci is and who Aaron Paul is, and I legitimately don't know who anyone else is.
You know Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing. Right. But she's only in it for like a second.
And you know who the first woman on it is because she played Marcia Clark on the O.J. Simpson TV show.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's... She doesn't have the frilly wig on.
You only recognize three people immediately, and then you have to have the rest explained to you.
Right. This is, I mean, why did
Ryan
they
is in, dead!
Why did they insist?
He was yelling that to her, as a matter of fact. Right. You know?
Well, yes, I was wrapped
it's like
up
Ryan
in his
is
acting.
A footnote!
I was all wrapped up in his acting abilities, but I don't know who many of these people are, and I just... don't know why they insist. Oh, Julianne Moore, I know. I don't know why they insist on doing these things. It's never going to work out. It's never going to be good. First of all, they're reading, which has got to piss you off. I mean, they're just reading a script. And second of all, like this, you know, this like earnestly looking into the camera. Dan, play a little bit of it.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility. I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than
okay,
to call
who
it
are up. These people? Who are
Kristen
the two
Bell's
women?
One of them, too.
Like, no. Kristen Bell's, she's on it for 2 seconds.
Okay.
But these last two women, I've never seen in my entire life. And Aaron Paul, who I enjoy very, very, very dramatic in this thing. It continues.
Responsibility. I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke. Every unfair stereotype.
Every blatant injustice, no matter how
big
or small.
Who's the guy with the hat?
I think that's Justin Theroux, which I know why you wouldn't know him. But Justin Theroux is a director. He was married to Jennifer Aniston for a while, and he was in Mulholland Drive, one of my favorite David Lynch movies. So that's why I know who he is.
Okay, because he's like just wearing a stocking cap and just going, what do you want out of me?
Hollywood.
He's like, what do you want out of me?
The old June stocking cap.
He's just saying, I mean it, baby. Just look at this face. I'm going for it. All right, continue.
Every time I remained silent.
Every time I explained away police brutality. Or turned a blind eye. I take responsibility. We are no longer bystanders. We will not be idle. Enough is enough.
I will no longer allow an unchecked moment. I will no longer allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes. No matter how big or small.
Okay, so tell me this: what is their ultimate plan here? What do they think this is going to accomplish? Like honestly, like what did when they got this script and they said we're going to make this video in black and white with haunting piano music? What did they? I recognize Mark Duplass as well.
Yeah, from Creep. Great movie.
Also from The League.
Yep.
But what do they think they're accomplishing? I mean, they think, oh, my God, these celebrities. They think by staring into a camera and reading a script that's going to change anything? I mean, why do that? It's just going to make you look like an ass. The response to this video has been just tearing these people down.
I guess the only thing that I would say that do any of these people have hiring power? Because I could see that would be something that... You know, if these are powerful people, what's that?
Well, then hire people. Don't make a video.
Well, maybe they're stating, hey, maybe we should have done that. Or, I mean,
I don't get that message. All it says is that I'm not going to listen to the racist jokes and I'm not going to do this or that. It doesn't say any of that. Why don't they give their money away?
I don't care what you're talking about. But when there's piano music in the background and you're staring in our face and like taking your time to breathe and just, it's always uncomfortable to watch.
Oh,
like,
it's incredibly uncomfortable.
No matter what your message is, it's I don't really want to sit through this. It's very strange.
No, and it's just like what do you think is by the way, celebrities, you know that there are protests going on now with tens of, you know, thousands of people around the country are partaking in these protests. It's no secret that, you know, people are passionate about this issue. You sitting at home staring into a camera. And by the way, they're always home. Everything's got to be at home. Like, they're not leaving the house. I just don't get what they think this is going to do. It's just so narcissistic. It's just so, like, anyone's going to go, you know what? I was going to be really racist, but then Deborah Messing said not to. And she was on Will and Grace. God bless her. Ugh. Gross. Maybe she's looking for a new project. She thought some director might see it and hire her. I mean, all right. Yeah.
The Wonder Woman thing, like, to me, was the height of cringe. Like, I don't know if it's just because the Wonder Woman thing exists that when I saw this, it didn't hit me as bad. It was just like,
No. The Wonder Woman thing was far worse. First of all,
at least they're making a stance here. Like, you know, say what you will. Take the cynicism out of it. They're saying, you know, they're saying, hopefully they believe what they're saying, and they're saying something that I think people can go, okay. The Wonder Woman thing was just like, we're going to make you feel better because we're celebrities.
And it had, well, that's what this is.
But as I said, if you take the cynicism away, you could say at least they're stating something with some substance. Like, you know, they're saying that, hey, I'm going to make a change, blah, 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 blah. The first one was just like, we're celebrities. Everything's going to be okay. Like, it's almost like two, I don't want to say completely right. different, but they're definitely two different things. Like, one, there's kind of a reason for existing. Right. The first one, there was no reason to exist.
Show this video to the truck driver for NASCAR that won't race anymore because the Confederate flag, and see what it does.
Well, I mean, listen, ain't nobody changing his mind. Damn it.
Like, what do you think it's gonna, like, oh, hey, yeah, all right. Paul Duplass says this is bad.
Mark Duplass. I know he's got a brother, but that was Mark right there.
I apologize.
Creep, no, a very good movie. I recommend it very, very strongly.
All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.